The unveiling ceremony was held on Parliament Square, where Nelson Mandela's statue will join those of other notable leaders as Winston Churchill and Abraham Lincoln, who also resisted oppression. The 89-year-old Mandela made his way to the platform, leaning on the arm of his wife, Graca Machel. Despite his frail appearance, he spoke very clearly.
Though this statue is of one man, it should, in actual fact, symbolize all those who have resisted oppression, especially in my country. The history of the struggle in South Africa is rich with the stories of heroes and heroines, some of them leaders, some of them followers. All of them deserve to be remembered.
London Mayor Ken Livingstone, anti-apartheid campaigners and community leaders also attended the ceremony outside Britain's Parliament, close to Westminster Abbey, along with a gospel choir and 40 dancers in carnival costume. Before unveiling the statue, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown paid a moving tribute to Mandela.
He is a man whose belief in the future was so powerful that not even 27 years behind bars and barbed wire could destroy his dream and his demand that by fighting apartheid from his prison cell, millions today could be and are free.
Film director Richard Attenborough, a trustee of the Mandela Statue Fund, introduced Mandela at the unveiling. He spoke of the bravery of the late Donald Woods, a South African journalist who was a friend of the late anti-apartheid activist Steve Biko, whose idea it was for the Mandela Statue.
Donald was a very courageous man. He fled his country with his wife, Wendy, and the five children, and came here as a refugee, thrown out by the apartheid system. He would have given anything to have been here today because it was his concept.
Mandela described how, on a visit to Westminster in 1962 with his late comrade in the struggle, Oliver Tambo, they had half-jokingly hoped that one day a statue of a black person would be erected there alongside that of Jan Smuts, a former South African prime minister. That dream became reality today. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.